is the big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight. Oh,
biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. You can check out their show listings at GranadaTheater.com. By the way, on Greenville Avenue, where the Granada is located, there's also the very ticket-friendly establishment, Stan's Blue Note.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on their marquee many years ago, they had Who Shot Ribby, which is one of the greatest bits in ticket history when Ribby was shot and we kept the mystery going for a month. Well, this week on the marquee at Stan's, it says, Jerry Jones is barred from stands until the Cowboys win a playoff game.
Wow.
Funny.
They've always got funny bits going on
That's
there.
Funny.
By the way, who did shoot Ribby? I don't remember that part of the
mystery. It was Jerry,
mystery.
Wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah, it was. I think it was Jerry Jones.
Jerry. I think so.
And didn't he get shot at the end of every installment?
Pretty much,
yeah.
He would escape the gunman, and then the gunman would track him down at the end of the call.
Don't have much time here.
Also a note, last week the biggest show coming to town was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Giorgio went to that show, and he will give us a complete review coming up at 9:35, and we're going to be joined by a special guest in that segment as well.
Very exclusive.
So stay tuned for that. All right, this week we have six candidates. Candidate number one, tonight at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, A Day to Remember.
A Day to Remember is the one in which you forget who these guys are.
Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with A Day to Remember.
Not.
How would I describe them? I guess they're
suck.
They're part metalcore, pop punk, and post-hardcore. I know they've been described as a fusion of emo, hardcore, and metal.
At least on Wikipedia.
Their song structures typically follow a metalcore verses and blends into a more pop-punk style chorus.
This sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks.
Emo likes this music!
Yeah. Oh. That's emo instead of Elmo that's joining us now.
Stupid.
Sounds like the bird dogs are warring with
Uh-oh.
A Day to Remember.
I'm just trying to get it, that's all.
First Teddy Roosevelt, then A Day to Remember.
I'm not warring with anybody.
You
neither is my band.
The strangest wars.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town, also tonight at Trees, Nick Jonas. As
Come
we scattershoot.
No, I don't want to go over there.
While wondering whatever happened to the Jonas Brothers.
They're all solo now, I guess. Is this him or is this the brothers?
This is him. This is his new single, Jealous.
I'm starting to think you want him too.
I just won't make you jealous, baby.
Am I crazy? Have I lost you? Even though I know you love me.
Wow, the Jonas Brothers are all in their 60s now.
Can you believe it?
I think they finally reached their 20s.
Yeah, he's 22.
Not bad.
Could be 22?
No, the song.
He's boy band Georgie.
Yeah. After hearing this song, I'm going now.
I guess he's doing all right. It says here in his profile that he is currently dating Miss Universe Olivia Culpo.
Wow.
If you're dating Miss Universe, you're probably doing okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
These cats still live in Vaquero?
I think so.
Man, they got a pretty sweet life.
Yep.
The restaurant.
So how much money did those guys make in their somewhat short run?
Man, I don't...
Seven.
Let me consult celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity
Net Worth.com. Blockbuster, $8.
More than $8, Ryan.
According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, Nick Jonas is worth $18 million.
So, man.
$18 million.
So, all did that.
I don't care.
Living in Vaquero.
I turned down that money just to not be in that kind of music.
Dating Miss Universe. Good for him.
I support the Jonases.
Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night, and Friday night at the American Airlines Center.
It's got to be big.
Katy Perry.
It is big. Yes, let's go, Gordo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do.
Stop it with a goat.
Did you ever think you would say that today? Stop
yes.
it with the goat.
I knew I was going to say it today because the goat screams throughout this segment every week. I like Katy Perry. So you wanna play. Even though Gordo says she doesn't commit
to
her moves.
Stupid.
I like her.
Man, I'm just looking at her list of singles.
Oh my gosh.
If she puts it out, it goes to number one.
Yeah.
Same thing with her albums.
But that's not good. That means you sold out.
About the drop.
There's no going back.
I want to be that guy. That's the same guy from Silence of the Lambs, right? Isn't that Gene Gunn?
Sounds like him.
There's no going back. Oh, wait. Wouldn't you like a crazy fat person?
She's no longer with Russell Brand, correct?
No.
She got wise.
He got out while the getting was good.
He did or she did?
He did.
I'm
a fan of his writing.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I think he's a beating.
Really?
Yes.
Just listen to him, or like, have you?
Or no, I've never read his. No, I've never read his columns. Seen him on screen's a beating.
All right, that's candidate three.
I'm going both nights.
Candidate four. Biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, the Zac Brown Band.
He's a good.
Wow, listen there. Nylon work.
You guys will probably make fun of this song, but I think it's a good song, and he's had a lot of.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night.
Oh, my God.
Okay, listen. Listen. He did a lot of this stuff before these cliche songs of the last two or three years, okay? It's a good song. Got a good fiddle in it. He's a good writer.
In the first line, we got cold beer and Friday night.
Okay, well, people in the South like fried chicken and beer on Friday night, okay?
So do a lot of people. They don't have to sing about it all the time.
Well, Zac Brown likes to sing about it.
Did he say pecan pie? He's mispronounced.
Oh, yes.
Who sang Drop the Bomb on Me?
It was the Gab Band. Close.
Who sang Red Skies at Night?
It was the Fix.
Who sang My Way?
Your mom. Hang on. God, Joe. Yes. Now, this is good. I've seen Kool and the Gang three times.
I want to go and
maybe this week I'll make it a fourth of my big music week. Out?
Teddy Roosevelt said they suck.
I want to go and do.
Do you want to get out?
That make you hate him more?
I want to go and do. You want to get out? I want to go and do.
You've already asked me this.
You want to get out? Tell me.
Get down on it. You guys never got down to this?
Oh, I like Kool.
Yeah.
When's that bass player gonna cut loose?
In a sec.
Get down on it. How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Tell me.
Yeah. Needs to be doing more really bassy stuff. Dance. With some Bernard Edwards in this.
Yeah. He has 10 times more soul than you do.
All right, that's candidate number five. And finally, candidate six. Saturday night at the Windstar up in Thackerville.
Yep.
Santana.
Santana Moss?
No.
Do you have Santana?
This would be Carlos.
Not the table, Carlos.
Make sure
not
you
the
wear
table,
a
Carlos.
Make sure you wear a cup when you go to this.
Is there any bigger beating than Carlos Santana?
He's a big P1, and he listens online every day.
Oh, he
just heard you say that.
This sounds like music that they play in hydroponic rooms to encourage pot to grow.
And I hope he didn't hear the hardline bit that they did on him. They said Carlos Santana had infiltrated all this other pop music. That was a funny bit. When Danny put it in all the different pop songs. Yeah. Those ridiculous fills.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one? Tonight at the Verizon Theater, A Day to Remember. Candidate two, tonight at Trees, Nick Jonas. Candidate three, Thursday and Friday at the AAC, Katy Perry. Candidate four, Friday at JEXA, Zach Brown Band. Candidate five, Saturday at Fair Park, Cool and the Gang. Or candidate six, Saturday at the Windstar, Santana, George.
Support Cool and the Gang. Vote for Katy Perry.
Gordo.
Katy Perry.
Sean.
The cupcake up tops of Katy Perry.
Jer.
Biggest show in more ways than one, Katy Perry.
Fernando.
Katy Perry.
Well, that was easy. Unanimous. Six votes to none. Katy Perry, Thursday and Friday, AAC.
But play Get Down On It as we get ready.
This is a great song. You don't like this song? I used to bite my
tongue and hold my breath. Not as much as Get Down On It.
A little bit of musical confection here. I said quietly, I
guess that I let you push me. Turn up non-purple instead.
Now hold on, let's get into the good part.
This is one of her worst songs.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Get Down On It's much better.
What the hell's happening?
All right, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
Stevie Nicks' Abortion. Next.